Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., wealth management specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today on a Monday after what was a terrible, terrible week. And hopefully this is a better week. J.D. Vance, the Vice President of the United States of America, obviously. If you don't know who that is, we've got bigger problems. He hosted Charlie Kirk's radio show today. Like I said last week, you know, for everything that Charlie Kirk with Turning Point USA and all of his involvement with the youth in America, he was foremost a radio host, which is why it hit a lot of us in this business very personally, thinking that one of our own could be assassinated for what they say and what they think. And J.D. Vance hosted his show today. And rightfully so, he said this is not a both sides problem. The same thing President Trump has been saying, because this is not a both sides problem. And Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, who came out and said it was a both sides problem, got hammered on social media because they said, dude, the guy who tried to firebomb your house is one of your people. And this is not a both sides problem. This is a problem with the left. And the reason why I say that is because I want to make it better. I want to fix the country. I'd like this to go away. But in order to fix a problem, you have to identify it. So, for example, if obesity is your issue, you have to identify what the problem is. Are you eating too many carbs? Are you eating too many processed foods and sugar? Are you not exercising enough? If you've got a problem with, I don't know, your marriage, are you talking? Are you communicating? So I'm not going to pretend like everything's fine, and I'm not going to identify the wrong problem. The problem is not both sides. If you want to fix this, you care about America, and you'd like to see us move past this dark chapter of political violence, then you got to call out what the problem is. The problem is the left. And the Democrat Party, it's their responsibility because they've allowed safe harbor. They've given safe harbor to these people. Now, on a separate note, Jack Carr just literally, as I was about to come on the air at 3:01 p.m., put out the text, the official text to all of his followers. Jack Carr is coming to Philadelphia. Don't miss the Cry Havoc book tour. What that means is that if you are planning to join us to see Jack Carr for our Politics and Pints on October 13th, and here's his new book, Cry Havoc, you better get your tickets now by going to 1210WPHG.com, because once Jack Carr's fans get a hold of that link, and it's not visible yet on his website, but it will be any second now, those tickets are going to be gone. They're already selling very, very quickly. And there's a VIP event where you can meet Jack, get a signed copy of Cry Havoc, and then there's the general admission tickets. I would strongly suggest doing that right now at 1210WPHC.com. It's Monday, October 13th. It's at the Zlock Performing Arts Center, Bucks County. Easy to get to from Jersey and obviously from Pennsylvania. It'll be a great conversation. This is a really unique book because it's the prequel to the James Reese series. It's about his father, Tom Reese, and his time in Vietnam. But as you know, if you're a Jack Carr fan, Jack's father plays very heavily in his life, in the books, in the stories, and in who Jack Carr is as a man. So definitely do that now, 1210WPHC.com, Monday, October 13th, 7:30 p.m. The VIP starts at 6. Get those tickets now. I looked online, and the VIP is almost all gone, and the general admission tickets are selling very, very quickly as well. Okay, good. That said, the FBI is probing the suspects' online messages. How they missed this will be something that we're all trying to figure out as well. In addition to that, we're learning more and more now about these idiots who are saying things in their workplace and then getting fired. And I was listening to the CBS News thing, and then I walked out to grab my show sheet. But they were saying, you know, well, conservatives have decried people getting fired for freedom of speech. And I have no problem with a business firing somebody if they think one of their employees said something idiotic. That's not for the First Amendment doesn't protect you from keeping your job if you say something idiotic. Just for the record, the First Amendment's there to protect you from your government. Now, in the freedom of in the idea of the concept of free speech, we like to say we don't cancel people. But listen, I don't control Office Depot. And if an employee refuses to print out Charlie Kirk Vigil posters and Office Depot says that's not the company we want to be and fires that person, that's called capitalism. That's called the free market and the private sector. And I have zero problem with that. Just like if my employer was like, you know what? We don't really like the fact that you trash George Soros all the time whenever you go on Fox News. I understand. I get it. It's fine. There's a difference between the government punishing you for speech and colleges, which are, they get funding from the government. They're not private, and some are private, but for the most part, you know what we're talking about. You understand the difference. Schools, et cetera, which are quasi-government institutions, and then private companies that say, this employee is an idiot, and we don't want to do business with them. Or this vendor of a barbecue company who said, I'm glad Charlie Kirk's dead. We don't want to do business with that person anymore. Hey, that's called money. That's called the marketplace. And that's not freedom of speech. You got to be smart enough to figure that out. If I have to explain that to anyone, there's really not much I can do to help you. I think everyone who's got a brain understands the difference and understands the distinction. As far as companies canceling people for saying horrific things or glorifying Charlie Kirk's assassination or saying they want to see more of this or agreeing with that, I wouldn't hire somebody who said those things. Would you? Probably not, right? I mean, it's not good for business. B, I would think that person's a lunatic. And I don't know. I guess I'm old fashioned in the sense that I don't want to hire crazy people. I don't want crazy people working for me. So if somebody thinks it's okay to glorify violence or wants or calls for more violence, I'm thinking, are you going to go postal on our people? As the saying goes, I think you should find another job. Maybe a job as a community organizer, since they tend to kind of want that in their ranks. So it's not a freedom of speech issue. It's not a First Amendment issue. And yeah, there are consequences in the marketplace if somebody gets canceled for saying something. For example, you have a right as a customer to never use Office Depot ever again. If you don't like the fact that they canceled, or I should say fired, because that's really the more appropriate term, really cancel an employee, fired an employee for refusing to print out the Charlie Kirk Vigil posters. I think you know that story by now. This woman said it's political propaganda. We don't print that here. And Office Depot fired her. You can say I'm not going to spend my money at Office Depot anymore. You're more than welcome to do that. That's also free market capitalism. But I have a feeling more people will say I'll use Office Depot going forward than not. It's also the reason why I think that the New York Jets and the Yankees and the other sporting teams that honored Charlie Kirk before their games made a very wise decision to do so. I'm sure it was heartfelt. I think it was smart to do. There were vigils that were held all across the country. Last night, and in Sparta, New Jersey, which is a town up in North Jersey, the mayor there is a jackass. That is it's an interesting town. At one time, it was a very Republican town, and now it's kind of split, but the Democrats have controlled it. The Republicans are trying to take it back. What happened up there is that a lot of people moved to that town from New York and from other places, Bergen County and other, and so the Democrats wind up taking over. But we'll talk to the chairman of the Sussex County, New Jersey Republican Party at 4 o'clock today. What happened? But basically, he started yelling at people last night who were having a vigil and refused to lower the flag half mast for Charlie Kirk. And he's an idiot. I've known this guy, and he's a total lowlife. And I had friends who were there last night. That's my old stomping ground. And this guy's a jerk. There's also a video of him yelling at a constituent at a meeting to shut the heck up. He didn't like what the guy had to say. So he's a real loser. So we'll talk about that as well as the show goes on. But in thinking in terms of this notion of both sides, because there is this reflexive action to kind of want to say that because you think it's politically correct. And I refuse to do that. And I've never done that. And I'm not going to do that because I'm not a liar. And I think truth is important, truth for its own sake. As I often say, I'm going to always speak the truth. I'm glad Vice President Vance said it as well. And this is not a both sides problem. And that is the big story of the hour as we begin this hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VANARIA, VenariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Let's begin with Vice President J.D. Vance today, hosting Charlie Kirk's radio show. This is cut number two. He did it in the Eisenhower Executive Office Building, which is where we've done our media row in the past. And the Vice President had on a lot of the same guests that we've had on our shows, including our buddy Keelan Doerr, who's the deputy White House communications director, for example. So it's good to see some of our friends on with the VP as he filled in to host the Charlie Kirk radio show today. This is cut number two.
But unity, real unity, can be found only after climbing the mountain of truth. And there are difficult truths we must confront in our country. One truth is that 24% of self-described, quote, very liberals believe it is acceptable to be happy about the death of a political opponent, while only 3% of self-described very conservatives agree. 3% is too many, of course. Another truth is that 26% of young liberals believe political violence is sometimes justified, and only 7% of young conservatives say the same. Again, too high a number. In a country of 330 million people, you can, of course, find one person of a given political persuasion justifying this or that or almost anything. But the data is clear. People on the left are much likelier to defend and celebrate political violence. This is not a both sides problem. If both sides have a problem, one side has a much bigger and malignant problem, and that is the truth we must be told. That problem has terrible consequences. The leader of our party, Donald J. Trump, escaped an assassin's bullet by less than an inch. Our House Majority Leader, Stephen Scalise, came within seconds of death by an assassin himself. And now, the most influential conservative activist in generations, our friend Charlie, has been murdered. This violence, it doesn't come from nowhere.
It doesn't come from nowhere. And it's festering on the left. The Democrat Party has to address it. And the Democrat Party needs to say it's not welcome here. Hey, it has no home here, like their signs used to say. The problem, though, and I have to give John Fetterman credit, because John Fetterman said it's time for Democrats to stop saying that Republicans are fascists. He said that. Bernie Sanders said that. There's been a couple of others who've said that, too. But at the same time, their party keeps saying it. Their party keeps saying that we're fascists, we're Nazis, we're employing Nazi and fascist tactics. And they're going to keep saying those things. Look, I guarantee you a couple weeks from now, a month from now, we will hear all about how the Republicans are fascists and Trump's a fascist. And it may not even take that long. I mean, it's still happening, but it'll just be ramped up even more. That the fascism in America and the Gestapo of ICE and the SS of the National Guard and taking over these cities and taking over these towns. And we're going to hear a lot of that. Until that rhetoric stops, we're going to see this continue, because there are people that think that they're taking out fascists. It's not just simply heated political rhetoric. There's nothing wrong with heated political rhetoric. Charlie Kirk engaged in heated political rhetoric. I engage in heated political rhetoric. Heated political rhetoric is actually good for America. It's good for every free country in the world. Where they don't have heated political rhetoric is places like North Korea, China. There's all kinds of places around the world where you can't engage in heated political rhetoric, because they'll kill you. The government will. They'll put you in prison. You don't have the ability to do that. You can't argue and debate with your fellow citizens over national policy. You can't do those things. We can do that in America. That's what makes America so exceptional. And there are countries in Europe and there are other countries around the world that are cracking down more and more on that, because they have hate speech laws and other idiotic tools by which to try to dampen debate. And they tried that in this country, too, under the previous administration. You remember Merrick Garland sending out that letter to parents at school board meetings. That was really, as in my opinion, the true first shot in the attempt by the government to try to intimidate the populace into keeping quiet. This idea that if you go to school board meetings and you speak up, there could be an FBI agent in the back of the room and you might be embarrassed and you might lose your job and you may be hauled out in handcuffs. It's this idea of we're going to intimidate you into complicity and into silence. We saw that during COVID, too, when people would say things the government didn't like and you were deplatformed. You were hit with misinformation labels. And it's one thing if the social media companies were doing that on their own, but they were doing that at the behest and the cajoling of government, where the government was telling them to do so. And the social media companies, fearing repercussions, ramifications, things like the internet policies that they wanted to invoke and the net neutrality nonsense, went along with it, and also went along with it because they deep down believed in it. So it wasn't as if they really fought them on it. They were more than happy to go along with it and do so. Don't get me wrong. The vice president today said that Charlie Kirk, he wouldn't be vice president without Charlie Kirk, that he helped in many ways bridge the gap between J.D. Vance and Trump world, because J.D. Vance, as you know, at one point was very much a never-Trumper. And now he's the vice president of the United States of America. Cut number three.
You know, I'm sitting in this office here in the West Wing or White House complex, and if it weren't for Charlie Kirk, I would not be the vice president of the United States.
What he meant by that was that Charlie extended that olive branch, and he worked to bring those sides together. And he also did that with Senator Kennedy, too. Secretary Kennedy. Secretary Kennedy said the same exact thing. He said that he was the primary architect of his unification with President Trump. This is cut number four, as he was a guest today on the Charlie Kirk Show, hosted by Vice President J.D. Vance. Take a listen.
Talk, if you would, just a little bit about Charlie's approach to politics and how it ultimately made you one of the most important people in the federal government.
Yeah, well, Charlie was probably the primary architect of my unification. with President Trump. I actually announced my endorsement of President Trump at a Turning Point rally in Arizona, which was his idea. And he was, for people who were there, remember it, there was all these kind of fireworks and sparklers on the stage when we shook hands, and that was all Charlie's orchestration. That was his idea, and he insisted on that. But I first met Charlie in July of 2021. I had just written a book about Anthony Fauci, and he had me on his show for this very, very wide-ranging interview in which he really let me talk a lot, which was unusual at that time because I was not allowed to talk on most outlets.
Sure.
And I think both of us approach each other with some trepidation because we came from such different places. By the end of that interview, I felt like I'd met a spiritual soulmate, and our friendship blossomed after that. And even during the campaign, when, you know, he was strongly supporting President Trump, we always had a communication and outreach. And then after I made the endorsement, I saw him all the time. And he helped me a lot during the transition.
Yep.
As did you, as did Tucker, and helped a lot. Amaryllis, who's my daughter-in-law, he really kind of pushed her a lot to get the job that she has today. So, but, you know, the thing that united us was his total commitment to free speech.
Total commitment to free speech. In terms of political debate, that's not to say that if you're an employee at a company and you go online and you post something idiotic about Charlie Kirk's death, that they're going to keep you as an employee of that company, because that would just be bad business. No matter what, whether it's Charlie Kirk or anybody else, if you represent a company and you're praising somebody's death, do you want that person working for you? Do you think it's good for the brand? You think it's good for the image? Of course not. Absolutely not. No way, shape, or form. And only an idiot would think the answer to that was yes. So as you're going to see now attempts by people in the media and others to try to say, well, look at this hypocrisy. You know, an employee of a company goes out there and says, I hope this is just the first of many, and then gets fired. Now, where's that commitment to freedom of speech? No, that's not the same thing. And you know it. People who work for companies have an obligation to represent those companies in the course of their day. If they say something the company doesn't like, the company's right to fire them. That's just common sense. Now, I'm in a unique position because my job is to say the truth and provocative things. But, I mean, I still run that risk, obviously. We all run that risk in life. Everybody does. But that's different from the government punishing you. And it's different from shutting down debate on political issues in the public square. And that's different. That's very different. It's also very different to say that that somebody could say, well, I disagreed with Charlie Kirk. I didn't like Charlie Kirk. I didn't like what Charlie Kirk stood for. But I don't think he should have died, versus coming out and saying, I think it's good that he's dead. There's a difference. If I have to explain that to somebody, that person has bigger problems. And I wouldn't want them working for me because they're a moron. They're a moron. And that Office Depot lady who was fired for refusing to print out those posters over a vigil for Charlie Kirk. A vigil. That's what those posters were. Woman's an idiot. She's an idiot for so many levels. A, she caused the company business. B, she made the brand look horrible. And C, it was obvious that she was injecting her own political bias into a situation that would not reflect well on her employer. So if it wasn't Office Depot, if it was Richie's Printing Depot, I'm definitely firing her. No different, by the way, than I would fire somebody if they refused to print a vigil for George Floyd, if it had been in 2020, and they were doing a vigil to honor George Floyd, and I said, and the employee came in and said, we're not doing that. We refuse to do that. I said, what do you mean you refuse to do that? Why would you refuse to do that? It's a vigil. They're honoring somebody at a vigil. Why would you refuse to print their posters? You've just reflected poorly on me now. You've made me look like a racist. You made this company look like a racist. You've made us look like we don't care, that we lack empathy and compassion. That's not the brand I want to represent in this community. So pack up your things and get out. That's just common sense. All right, we'll take a quick break. We got a lot to get to today. It's going to be a busy day. And we're only on 06 tonight because there's a football game on tonight on WPHT. I don't know exactly why, but nevertheless, there is. So we got a lot to pack in, so let's get to it. Don't go away.
The rich.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should, too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Oli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, as we continue on a Monday, Charlie Kirk suspect confessed in a Discord group chat, apparently. So we're going to talk to that. I just wanted to address, before I get to our guests, the question that was asked of me on X. It's a good one, by Fred's sister-in-law. So it's okay for a privately owned company to refuse to make something the person doesn't agree with, i.e. the Colorado Baker. But if it's a major corporation with stockholders, is it not okay, like Office Depot? Honest question. And the answer I gave is very simple. Jack owned the bakery, and it's his company. So if he didn't want to bake a cake, well, it's up to him. This woman was an employee. It's not her printing company. If she owned the printing company and didn't want to print the posters, that would be fine. That's her business. She would deal with the economic consequences and the fallout of that. That's the difference between being an owner and being an employee. So I hope that answers that question. Fair question. All right, let me bring on my guest, Drew Allen. I've known Drew for many years now. He is VP of Client Development at Publius PR. He's the editor of the Publius National Post, also the host of the Drew Allen Show podcast and author of the book America's Last Stand. and he wrote a wonderful piece called The Day Charlie Died. Hey, Drew, welcome to the show. It's been a while, my friend. How are you doing?
Hey, Rich. It's such a pleasure to be with you, honestly. Thanks for having me on.
Well, the pleasure's all mine. I'm sorry I haven't had you on sooner. It's a shame we got to reunite under such difficult circumstances. But I saw your piece. It was very well done. So everybody knows you're a pretty young guy.
Yep, 38.
Charlie was 31. I think one of the big revelations that, I mean, even I didn't realize the impact that Charlie Kirk had on an entire generation of young people. I had so many friends who said their teenage sons and teenage daughters were devastated by Charlie's death. He truly touched a generation. I mean, this opened my eyes to just his impact on young people.
Look, I didn't know the impact he had on my own life. That's the reality. You know, just for some background for the people listening, you know, like I did not know Charlie Kirk personally, okay? But I was his publicist last summer for what would be his final book. But I've been the publicist and met many of the famous people, you know, at CPAC a couple of years ago. You know, we walked Tulsi Gabbard over and you interviewed her. So,
yeah.
I just say that because I was really I was crushed, Rich. And, you know, I think as somebody who's in this industry, you know, I didn't listen to Charlie's podcast all the time. I wasn't some devout follower. But here's let me just explain exactly what killed me. Ideologically, yes, I agreed with Charlie Kirk. But I've got two young daughters. You know, Charlie Kirk could have been me, not in the sense that I'm trying to hijack what happened to Charlie Kirk, but what I'm saying is I have two young daughters that are the same age, effectively, as Charlie's kids. I'm married like Charlie was. And, you know, my wife and I decided to spend the morning of Wednesday together, which is a rarity. And my wife told me a story that morning that the day before she'd gone to pick up our daughter, our 2.5-year-old, at school. And as my daughter was coming to the car with my wife told me that my daughter was asking for dad, saying, "Dad, dad in car, dad, dad there." And of course, I wasn't. Well, on Wednesday, I happened to be in the car, and I was so excited to see my daughter and the smile on her face. I mean, there's just something special when you have kids, and Charlie talked about that. You can see how much he loved his kids. And I was sitting in the parking lot. We got there 10 minutes early when my phone was lighting up that Charlie had been shot. And I knew because there was footage already coming out that he couldn't have survived it. And as I was struck with that news, I turned to my wife and said, "Oh my God, you know, Charlie was just shot." She went to get our daughter. And as my daughter was coming back towards the car, she had the biggest smile on her face and she was saying, "Dad, dad, dad, dad." And in that moment, my heart broke because Charlie was robbed of that. Charlie's daughter will never have that experience again. You know, this was about humanity. And, I don't cry, Rich. I've been crying, for almost a week now. And just bawling over what happened to someone like that, to see him and his family go through this.
Yeah, you're not alone, Drew. I mean, I mean, people are crushed. I myself, I mean, it's been a very depressing several days. And even, you know, my wife the other day said to me, like, "Are you okay?" You know, it's tough because we were in the world. And I'm not saying that people who are not in this world are not affected by this. Obviously, they are. But you were his publicist. I'm a talk show host. He was a talk show host. And he spoke at CPAC many times. He spoke at a lot of the same events. I've had him on my show. To think that somebody gets assassinated for their political views and their thoughts and who they are, there's something so... it's hard to put it into words. You've done a very nice job of doing your best of putting it into words, but it's just, it's the kind of thing that it hits you because you feel like you've lost somebody on your team, so to speak, you know what I mean? And then after that person's gone, you kind of turn around and say, I don't know, maybe I didn't realize what a great player he was until he was gone, if that makes sense.
Oh, that's absolutely true. I mean, the outpouring of love from people my age and older, people that didn't even know they were part of, you know, Charlie Kirk's fandom, if you will. And what's happened to me is since he's passed away, I've dug into the things he's said. I've looked at him debating these college students on campuses. Yeah. And this is a guy that was so much better than me, Rich. I mean, the kindness he demonstrated, the love that he had. I'm a Christian, but I did not live my life as devoutly as he has. I don't mean in terms of things I get into, but I just mean with bravery. And, you know, look, you and I were alive. Many in your audience were alive on 9/11, you know, September 11th, 2001. And this was very similar in the weight that this country experienced. You know, there are a lot of people, especially those on college campuses he would speak to, that weren't alive for 9/11. I was 14. I was a freshman when it happened, so I can remember that. And there are absolutely similarities to that event. And it's what's really scary. You know, 9/11 woke a lot of people up to something they didn't know existed, which, of course, was Islamist terrorism. And our innocence was shattered that day. My innocence was shattered that day. You didn't feel safe anymore. And you had to address this threat. But that threat back then was still way overseas in a distant land that nobody even ever talked about, you know. And 9/10 was 9/11 for a lot of people. And it was a different ideology that fueled it. But they were cousins. It was a radical leftist orthodoxy, which is no different than Sharia law in the way that it wants to stifle dissent. You know, rule over the nation. I mean, it's not pro-freedom. And what's obviously so atrocious is that Charlie Kirk represented the best of America because he actually went out and was willing to debate people. One of the things that had me feeling a little bit guilty is because I've been in this world for a while, and I come on your show and I go on shows and I've talked about stuff. I wrote a book to reelect Trump in 2024. So it's not like I'm some tepid guy that doesn't express his opinion. But, you know, a lot of those are friendly spaces, and he was willing to go into the lion's den and expose himself to these people. And he wasn't just brave, but he was confident, and he built that up over time. I mean, the guy, I think, read 100 books a year. I mean, he was a brilliant person and articulate. And I think that the problem we're going to have now going forward is, are we going to be willing to talk about the elephant in the room that has been going on? Look, Steve Scalise, right? 2017, and the Republicans were gunned down by a Bernie Sanders supporter. Donald Trump, two assassination attempts, Butler and then at his club. Rand Paul's broken ribs by a neighbor. All of these were acts of political violence. And what the left does, right, they have the Anti-Defamation League, which is run by somebody who worked for the Obama administration, and they're anything but nonpartisan. And they use this, like so many things, in their tactics, their toolbox, to try and obscure reality, which is to say that right-wing violence is the greatest threat to democracy. We heard Joe Biden speak that line. And it's not true. For one, they don't categorize BLM. They don't categorize Antifa as left-wing violent organizations. These trans shootings, they don't make the cut either. So it's cherry-picked, and it's a complete lie. And we have to address, I'm not saying, Rich, nobody would say this, that every Muslim, you know, is a violent terrorist. I'm not saying that every Democrat is a violent terrorist threat either, but it is acutely ignorant and dangerous to pretend that there's not an ideology that is fueling this. And it is not coming from the right, Rich. It is coming from the Democrat Party and our classrooms. And we know this, but the Democrats, you know, this is like their Achilles heel right now. And they will do and say anything to prevent us from talking about it.
Drew Allen, it's not both sides. It's the left. And we have to be honest enough and courageous enough to say that if we're going to fix the problem and fix this country. If you love the country and if you want to save the country, You have to call that out. And Democrats need to call it out, because while it's not Democrats per se, Democrats have given safe harbor to this leftism that is violent. And every time mainstream, and when I say mainstream, I mean elected officials, I mean people in the media, Democrat, I'm not talking about random idiots on TikTok. Every time Democrats call us fascists, call us Nazis, equate the president to those things, they're giving safe harbor and they're encouraging people to do something potentially violent. And that is the problem. You know, we have not compared Bernie Sanders to Mao and Pol Pot and Stalin. We've just criticized his policies. The same thing with Biden and Kamala Harris. We criticized their policies. We made jokes about Biden's brain, but we didn't suggest that the man was going to exterminate people and put people in camps. And they've been doing this with Trump. They've been doing this with our side for decades. I mean, they talked Barry Goldwater was going to start World War III and lead us into nuclear annihilation. Ronald Reagan was going to do it. The Democrats have been doing this for a long time. We are now at a place, when you combine that with social media, where you're giving safe harbor to these people who believe that now this violence is justified because they're stopping fascism. I truly believe that that's what's driving this. And until they call this out and they expunge it from their ranks, it's not going to get better. But Drew, here's the problem. I guarantee you a month from now, a couple weeks from now, we're going to be hearing mainstream Democrats, elected officials and people in the media right back there talking about how Trump's a fascist for sending the National Guard into City X or having ICE raids in City Y.
Yeah, you're 100% right. I mean, I hope your audience appreciates that in 2 weeks, as Rich said this, because you're right. It hasn't stopped them so far. And, you know, this really was blown open in 2016. And look, this is related to the corruption of our institutions as well. Make no mistake about that. You know, the coup that Obama attempted, in late 2016 when he gave the full authority of his administration to falsely claim that Donald Trump, that Putin wanted, Trump to win, and it was Trump-Russia collusion, despite the evidence proving that that wasn't true at all. The weaponization of the Justice Department, of, the legal framework in this country, and there's been no accountability, and that's the problem. These people do feel invincible. And, I wish Charlie was here because he could articulate, I think, better than anyone else alive today, the underlying problem with the leftist, ideology, because, it's not enough to say, theoretically, Rich, you and I could say similar things as the Democrats, but it wouldn't result in the same violence. So there's different factors you have to look at, and you have to look at, obviously, the reality of what's happening. You have had, of course, prominent Democrats, from Kamala Harris when BLM riots were going on, and 20 people died, $2 billion in damage across the country, and she went on Stephen Colbert's show and said this should continue. It shouldn't stop. Don't expect it to stop. Right. I mean, they endorse this stuff, and, at the end of the day, too, the difference in the right and the left is that you and I are moored by Western principles and, frankly, Christianity, those values, the origins of this nation. So we are restrained. So we aren't going to go out and do that. But the left, which believes that, unborn child is a clump of cells, they start dehumanizing to achieve their ends from the very beginning, from, the womb. And this carries over into their other thoughts and ideas, because morality is relative to them. It's not to us, because we answer to a higher power, Rich. They don't answer to a higher power. They just answer to the Democrat Party and power itself.
Well, a lot of their ideology, I think, is rooted in kind of this revolutionary mindset. And it's not the revolution of our country of the 1776 kind. It's a revolution that says that it's about overthrowing our institutions today. It's about overthrowing the Constitution and this government in order to bring about their socialist utopia. That's why they spend so much time preaching that America is built on white supremacy and America going all the way back to 1619 is inherently flawed. Because as long as these guardrails hold, the left is restrained. And the left does not want to be restrained. They want to bring about their socialist revolution. They do. And that's another thing we have to realize, is that that mindset is also radicalizing people as well. Before I let you go, Drew, I have to ask you, since you were Charlie's publicist on his last book, what was that like?
So, look, I've done PR for Alan Dershowitz and Tulsi Gabbard and Dr. Ben Carson. I mean, it's a long list of people, and they're all very, very famous.
Yeah, you guys have a great company at Publius. You do fantastic work.
And the only reason I mention that is because I've never seen so many requests pour in for another client before as Charlie Kirk. Everybody wanted to talk to Charlie Kirk, and he had very limited time. He wasn't super available and accessible, but he did as many interviews as he could. And that was the takeaway then, was that, man, this guy – He is resonating with people. You know, he's bigger than I even thought he was, because I get these requests and I book, and I've never seen a deluge like this.
Well, Drew, listen, keep up the good work. I hope people subscribe to your podcast, the Drew Allen Podcast. And Drew, where can we follow you on X?
Drew Thomas Allen.
Drew Thomas Allen. Excellent stuff, my friend. Listen, thank you. I'll share your piece over at Substack, The Day Charlie Died. Charlie's death demanded a death in me, too. And from that death has come a new life, a life of courage, conviction, and clarity. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Rich. God bless you.
You, too.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
By the way, President Trump is going to sign an Oval Office memorandum. I don't know exactly what it is going to be about, but we will certainly bring that to you live when we can. And we'll do that. Quick break. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hard to believe that September 15th already. Jack Carr, October 13th. I hope you'll join us for that, because it's going to be a great night. But again, you want to get your tickets before they sell out, because Jack's fans are all going to be there, because he's in huge demand when he comes to an area. Huge, huge demand. So just go to 1210WPHT.com. No, look, I think that the question is a good one. You know, the difference between an employee and an owner. With the case of Jack the Baker in Colorado, he did not want to bake a cake for a same-sex wedding. He felt it violated his religious beliefs. He didn't want to be forced to bake a cake. He did not believe he should have to do so. People were allowed to buy cakes. He didn't want to do that. The state of Colorado tried forcing him to. And look, that's his bakery. I think he has a right to say, no, I'm not going to bake a cake. I mean, I'm not going to create something for you that I disagree with. But if an employee of Jack's refused to do something, Jack would be free to fire that employee because it's his bakery. And this is the difference between ownership and being an employee. There's always consequences. Like when Disney fired Gina Carano, they have a right to fire her. They're a business. They felt like Gina Carano's tweets were inappropriate. I disagreed. And there's consequences for that. But I didn't question their right to do so. Of course, Disney had the right to fire her from The Mandalorian. I think it was a huge mistake. And she ultimately wound up suing them and winning. But that was a civil matter, not a criminal matter. And the government didn't punish Disney for it, nor should they have. The consequences in the marketplace are people then cancel their Disney Plus subscription. There's always a consequence to every action. In the case of Jack, the baker in Colorado, there were people that boycotted his shop because he refused to bake the cake. But those are his religious beliefs. When you own a company, when you're on the board of a company, it's different than if you work for a company. That's why a lot of people don't want to work for companies. They start their own thing. They just say, I want to do my own thing. I don't want to be beholden to somebody and have to live by their rules. That's another beautiful thing about America. You start a business, be an entrepreneur, start your own thing, do your own thing. It's great. But then there's consequences to that. So in other words, if this woman had her own print shop and refused to print the Charlie Kirk vigils, that would have been absolutely her right. And I would have defended her right to do so if the government tried to take any action against her. But I'm not going to defend her in the marketplace because I think it's a stupid decision and there's consequences to that. So, but the difference is, though, is that she wouldn't fire herself. Now, the marketplace might have fired her by people saying, we're not going to do business with you anymore. And that's certainly a consequence. But there's always a consequence to every action. It's just a matter of the degrees. If you're an employee of a company, you have to be smart enough to recognize that your actions don't just reflect on you. They reflect on your employer. If you own a business, you're free to do whatever. But in the case of the guy who I think owned a series of, I think it was barbecue restaurants or something like that, and he lost contracts with vendors at stadiums and things like that because they said, well, we don't want to do business with you. Now he says, I don't care. That's his right. Okay, fine. He wants to continue to double down on his horrific thoughts on Charlie Kirk. That's his right to do so and then suffer the consequences. But he can't fire himself. The marketplace may fire him. He may go out of business. But it's different. And I think that that's the difference there. As far as the state compelling any business to do something, I don't like that, period. But that's not what we're talking about in any of these cases. All right, quick turnaround. When we get back, the chairman of the Sussex County, New Jersey Republican Party will join me to talk about what happened in a town called Sparta last night at a Charlie Kirk vigil. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.